Lesson Overview. Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn the Legit approach to building a vinyl cut intro in Ableton Live 12, a short, DJ-style lead-in for drum and bass that feels like a record warming up, a needle drop, and then a cut before the main drums and bass hit. We'll stay in arrangement view and use only Ableton stock devices and automation. Expect to focus on sonic detail, crackle, taper needle pitch, gentle filtering, and arrangement decisions about where to leave space so the drop hits hard. What you will build. By the end, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar intro at 174 BPM that begins with vinyl crackle and a filtered ambient pad, introduces a warm sampled loop and a distant reverb stab, emulates subtle needle drift and a brief pitch stop or needle drop, ends with an abrupt vinyl cut and a short pause, then the main drum slash bass can drop in, all assembled and automated in arrangement, ready to export or re-import as an intro clip. Step-by-step walkthrough, setup and tempo. First, open Ableton Live 12 and set the project tempo to 174 BPM. Switch to arrangement view by pressing tab. Create tracks and name them. Create and name the tracks like this. Vinyl Crackle, an auto track for your crackle sample. Ambient Pad, a MIDI track used in Waveedable or analog. Sample Loop, an audio track for your musical loop or one shot. Return A, reverb return track. Return B, delay return track. Marker slash silence, an optional audio track for the cut gap or manual silence. Import and prepare Vinyl Crackle. Drag a Vinyl Crackle WAV into the Vinyl Crackle track. If you don't have one, use a live pack or free SFX pack. In clip view, turn warp on and set warp mode to repitch. This preserves the pitch speed relationship like a turntable when you alter playback speed or transpose. Set the clip to loop. Short loops of 1 to 4 bars work well. Lower the clip level to sit under musical elements around minus 12 to minus 18 dB. Make the crackle realistic. On the vinyl crackle track, insert this device chain, in order. EQ8, high pass at about 120 Hz to remove low rumble and a mild low shelf reduction. Erosion, set mode to noise, frequency around 5 to 7 kHz, amount 10-20% to add hiss. Saturator, subtle drive of 1 to 2 dB with soft clip enabled. Utility, set width to about 60-80% so the crackle feels slightly narrower in the stereo field. Create a long arrangement clip, for example 16 bars, and duplicate it to extend as needed. To avoid a mechanical looped feel, later you can nudge duplicates by a few milliseconds or layer different crackle samples at low levels. Create the ambient pad. On the ambient pad track, load Waveedable or analog and make a basic saw-based pad patch with a slow attack, around 200 to 400 milliseconds, and a long release, 600 to 900 ms. Use a low-pass filter starting around 300 Hz and automate it slowly opening to roughly 2.5 kHz over the intro length, so the pad breathes. Lower the pad level substantially, around minus 10 to minus 18 dB, and send some to return a reverb at around 15 to 25% for space. Add the sample loop or musical hint. Drop your musical loop into the sample loop track. For drums, use warp mode beats. For melodic material, use Complex Pro or Repitch if you want pitch changes to behave like tape slash turntable. Add EQ8 and roll off subs below about 100 Hz, then a glue compressor to gently glue the sound. Create the needle drop and pitch drift detail. Duplicate the sample loop clip 2 times in arrangement so you have 3 clips across the first 8 to 12 bars. We'll use clip envelopes for subtle drift and for a needle drop moment. On the first clip, set warp mode to repitch. Open the clip envelope chooser and select transpose. Draw a very gentle envelope that starts at 0 and drifts up by around 5 to 15 cents over 8 bars, just enough to imply warming or motor drift. For a needle drop at, for example, bar 9, on the second clip, automate a rapid transpose drop of around minus 200 to minus 600 cents over 0.2 to 0.6 seconds, then return it. That creates the needle catching or turntable slowing effect. To simulate a needle jump or start position cut, in the clip envelope chooser, pick sample start. Automate the start marker to jump forward by a small amount, 50 to 300 milliseconds, at the moment of the skip. Small jumps sound most believable. Create the vinyl cut and silence gap. Decide where the main drums will enter, say bar 17. Just before that, create an abrupt cut. At bar 16.4 to 16.8, automate utility gain on the intro tracks or the intro bus down to silence, or draw volume fades to create a 1/8 to 1/4 bar mute. Don't rely on main master automation for this. Mute the specific intro tracks or use a utility on an intro bus to avoid metering and mastering issues. For impact, place a tiny transient, a short click or a reversed filtered thump, immediately after the silence to accent the drop into the drums. A short reversed cymbal low pass works great. Bring in low end and control atmosphere. If you want a sub or drone in the intro, keep it tucked away early. Use EQ 8 to cut the lows by about -12 dB below 100 Hz and automate that back in over 2 to 8 bars so the low energy creeps in without stealing the drop. Automate sends. Increase the reverb send on pads and loops during the intro to widen the space, then reduce it immediately before the cut so the drop remains clean. Fine-tune stereo image and dynamics. On the pad add a utility and reduce width to about 70% early on, then widen to 100% as you approach the drop. Use glue compressor subtly on the master bus if desired, aiming for around 2 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks to keep dynamics consistent without squashing the vibe. Polish clip edges and arrangement durations. Keep the intro concise. Leegee style intros generally live in the 16 to 32 bar range. Use arrangement locators to mark intro start, needle drop, cut and main drop so you can navigate quickly. Use small crossfades at clip edges if edits click. Drag the fade handles for 5 to 15 ms fades where necessary. Export and bounce options. When you're happy, select the intro region and choose file export audio/video to render the intro as a WAV. Exported intros are useful to re-import as a single clip for DJ-style drops or to save CPU. If you used repitch automation and plan to change tempo later, consolidate or resample, so the behavior bakes into audio. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't use Complex or Complex Pro when you want true speed-to-pitch behavior. Use repitch for authentic turntable-like changes. Don't overdo noise and erosion. Keep crackle subtle at -12 to -18 dB so it doesn't overwhelm the musical elements. Avoid automating the master volume for cuts. Automate the intro tracks or an intro bus instead. Always roll off low frequencies on crackle and pads below about 100 to 150 Hz until the bass is meant to enter. Use locators as a timing reference. Without markers, it's easy to misplace the drop. Pro tips. Repitch clip mode is the easiest way to get authentic speed/pitch coupling. Combine sample start automation with small repitch transpose moves to create believable skips without chopping audio manually. Leave negative space, silence before the drop increases impact. Use a short filtered reverse transient as the snap after the cut to accent the entry. Route all intro elements to an intro bus so you can control gain and EQ from one place. Bounce quick variations with different pitch snap amounts and cut lengths, so you can /B and pick the best tension. Mini practice exercise, set 16 bar intro at 174 BPM and follow these constraints. Use a 2 bar vinyl crackle loop on vinyl crackle. Place one filtered pad across the entire 16 bars with a cutoff at 300 Hz slowly opening to 2 kHz. At bar 9, create a needle drop by automating transpose on the duplicated sample loop to -300 cents over 0.3 seconds and jump sample start forward 120 ms. At bar 16.3 to 16.4 cut everything to silence for 1/8 bar, then place a short reversed filter transient at 16.4 to lead into the drop. Time yourself. Aim to construct and automate this in 30 to 60 minutes. Export the result and compare it with a reference intro you like. Recap, you've learned the Leegee approach. How to build an authentic vinyl cut intro in Ableton Live 12. We cover assembling vinyl crackle, crafting a filtered pad, adding a warm loop, and using repitch and sample start clip automation to make needle drift and skips. We also covered arranging a purposeful cut before the drop, practical mixing tips, HBF, subtle saturation, width control, and an export workflow. Practice the mini exercise to internalize these steps and you'll be able to quickly make atmospheric, DJ-friendly intros for drum and bass. Extra coach notes, context, workflow, and troubleshooting highlights. Think of the intro as a DJ handshake. Set mood and tension without stealing energy. Small, believable imperfections matter more than obvious effects. Work fast and repeatable. Sketch the crackle, pad, and loop first. Route to an intro bus. Then add subtle effects and clip envelopes. Consolidate or resample to bake sample start and repitch behavior if you plan to move things or change tempo later. A few practical Ableton tips. Use clip transpose for local changes. If you want consistent behavior across clips, either consolidate or automate a pitch device on the track. Consolidate after sample start edits if you'll move clips around. If CPU is an issue, Prefer repitch or beats modes and freeze or flatten heavy tracks. Mixing and polish. Keep lows protected until the bass arrives. Check mono and verify the cut translates. Small fades remove clicks. Small reverse transients and tiny pitch drifts add realism. Export several variations and use them as tools in your workflow. Safety and source material. Use cleared or royalty-free crackles and samples, or record your own. If you sample vinyl, record at high quality and resample to WAV before heavy pitch manipulation. Closing, stick to less is more. Subtle automation, restrained frequency content, and one or two convincing artifacts, drift and cut, are the heart of this intro style. Repeat the mini routine, save incremental versions, and you'll be able to make compelling vinyl cut intros that set the stage for your DNB drops.